President Bush is vowing to go after those responsible for one of the biggest accounting scandals in U.S. history.
WorldCom, the little telecom company that grew into a colossus, admitted yesterday that it misled investors by misreporting nearly $4 billion in expenses. The revelation is just the latest in a series of financial scandals that have shaken investor confidence.
WorldCom is the focus of this half hour of the program. We'll be looking at how the company got so big.
Also, how it used accounting to overstate its cash flow by billions.
And what impact all of this had on the stock market today.
First, NPR's Scott Horsley asks, can WorldCom survive?
President Bush labeled WorldCom's $3.8 billion bookkeeping maneuvers outrageous and said corporate accounting scandals are one reason the U.S. stock market is not as strong as it should be.
There is a need for a renewed corporate responsibility in America. Those entrusted with shareholders' money must strive for the highest of high standards. Good news is most corporate leaders in America are good, honest, open people who care deeply about shareholders and employees, and our economy is strong. But when we find egregious practices such as the one revealed today, we'll go after them and need to.
The Securities and Exchange Commission said late today it's filing fraud charges against WorldCom. The commission's also seeking court orders to prevent the company from destroying documents or making big payments to its executives. CEO John Sidgemore tried to reassure WorldCom's 20 million consumer customers that service will not be affected, despite a plan to cut 17,000 jobs. WorldCom owns MCI and is the nation's number two long-distance carrier. Some analysts predict the scandal will force the company into bankruptcy. Ellie Noem, who runs the telecom department at Columbia University's business school, says WorldCom needs radical restructuring.
Many of the owners and creditors will be seriously hurt, and there will be a very significant change in the management team.
But if fallout from the accounting scandal is the straw that breaks WorldCom, the company was already severely strained. The string of acquisitions that once fueled its growth dried up after the government blocked its merger with long-distance rival Sprint 2 years ago. And Noem says the hoped-for profits from high-speed data networks that made WorldCom a stock market star never materialized.
People should have looked much closer to what's happening in the industry as a whole, and that was that all the parts of the industry were subject to excess capacity and therefore to lack of profitability. And if the parts are not profitable, then you can talk the stock up only for so long. Eventually it comes crashing down.
In fact, WorldCom would have reported losing money all last year were it not for the accounting gimmicks that have now been exposed. An internal audit by the company found ordinary expenses were being misclassified as capital investments. Accounting professor Brett Truman of the University of California at Berkeley says that had the effect of artificially inflating WorldCom's profits.
A very important question is, given the magnitude of these expenditures, whether the auditor should have known that something was amiss.
WorldCom's auditor during the period was Arthur Anderson. Anderson issued a statement blaming WorldCom's chief financial officer for not consulting auditors about the accounting treatment. WorldCom has fired CFO Scott Sullivan and asked for a comprehensive review of its books by its new accountant, KPMG. WorldCom is only the latest in a string of companies that have been forced to take an eraser to their financial statements, beginning with Enron last fall. Truman says the constant corrections are taking a toll on investors' confidence in the market.
As investors get one after another of these shocks, of course, the impact is on the increasing skepticism with which investors view stocks, and that'll cause the market to fall further. So this is very troubling for the at least intermediate term for the stock market and possibly for the economy.
WorldCom, meanwhile, says it plans to issue new, corrected financial statements as soon as practicable. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Once again, as with Enron, the agents and the arbiters of scandal are the accountants. It's easy to focus on that number, $3.8 billion.